In just a minute, Carl brings the noise and brings the rhyme in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Adam, having successfully raided Osama bin Laden's hideaway, the Navy SEAL Team 6 has now defeated yet another dangerous enemy. Who?
An actual SEAL.
Evil SEAL.
No, not an evil SEAL.
Disney.
Yes, they defeated Disney.
Man, they are bad.
They are bad. There were rumors that later turned out to be false that Mickey tried to shield himself with Minnie Mouse, but no.
No.
Just a day or so after the raid on bin Laden's compound, Disney sent its crack team of lawyers on a daring midnight raid to trademark the term SEAL Team 6 by them for use in everything from feature films to, and this is true, snow globes and amusement park attractions. What would a SEAL Team 6 ride be like? Sort of like the It's a Small World boat ride, except you shoot all the animatronic figurines and then dump them in the water.
In the movie, it would have been exactly like what happened, except SEAL Team 6 would have been a lovable bunch of ragamuffins coached by Emilio Estevez.
Exactly. Adam, the Harry Potter movies got dark as they went on. Batman and even Willy Wonka were remade in very dark, bleak versions. Yet another childhood favorite is getting reimagined as a brooding epic filled with menace. It'll be based on what?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
No.
It's already got guns in it.
No.
Pippi Longstocking.
No.
No, I've got this, don't tell me. The Cat in the Hat comes back. Hold on, Peter, hold on. Can you give me a hint?
Well, it's not a book. In the climactic battle, many will die at Gumdrop Mountain.
Candyland.
Yes, Candyland. In the words of the director of the proposed Candyland movie, quote, "We envision it as Lord of the Rings, but set in a world entirely made of candy." So instead of trying to destroy a tremendously powerful weapon while avoiding an army of pure evil, we assume the hero will try to devour a mountain of gumdrops while avoiding his dentist.
Is this movie going to go on endlessly like the game?
Yeah, it is. The longest hours of my life have been spent on a Candyland board.
You can get trapped in that game literally for a weekend.
Yeah, because you're almost out, and then you pull the damn thing that sends you back to the beginning.
Yes.
And your toddler's like, so thrilled.
Well, it's going to be that, but with Johnny Depp.
Right. Tom, a spacewalk on the second-to-last shuttle mission almost had to be aborted when what happened to the astronaut?
Oh, he got something in his eye.
He got what in his eye?
I don't know.
Well, he should never have tried to shampoo in a weightless environment.
A piece of hair in his eye? No.
No?
A piece of soap.
He got soap in his eye.
What?
The American astronaut was...
On a spacewalk?
Yeah, that's the funny thing. He was in his fifth hour of the spacewalk. He was doing some...
I thought they shampooed inside the shuttle.
Oh, no.
They don't have indoor plumbing on the shuttle. They go out for that. I didn't know this.
Yes, the shuttle has an outhouse. That's why we discontinued the program.
Well, it is. When you think about it, it is 70s technology.
Yeah.
So, you know, he eventually got it. It was crazy. He had soap in his eye. It was a tough day in near-Earth orbit. First, the astronaut closed the airlock on his finger, and then he was so distracted, he did three Earth orbits, you know, with his left blinker on the whole way. And then, you know, he dealt with the soap in his eye. He used a high-tech instrument called a paper towel. And then, you know, he thought it was cool. He finished the job. He thought he looked good on national TV. And then he went back inside only to discover he had done the whole spacewalk, 5 feet of toilet paper trailing off his boot.
That's embarrassing.
Worst situation to leave your fly open, too.
Yeah.
Terrible. I'd like, you know how those, you know, you hear their dialogue between command control and the shuttle and the astronaut. It's always so... you know, professional and crisp. Did they play that? Did we hear that at all?
It was transcribed. I read a report. Yeah. He was talking to his colleague.
It's like, Houston, I got soap in my eye.
Yeah.
Come again.
There you go.
At least now we know that is between talking. It's the shower.
Yeah.